Yeah, and then I would encourage, too, you know, the Lions in itself. And like I said, we meet the second Monday of every month, and we don't meet usually in July. But our fundraisers, our bingo stand at the fair, everybody's, you know, looking forward to every year at the – and it's one of the nicer fairs in the whole state. It's the Stevens County Fair. And then we do some football raffling. And then there's some few other fundraisers. But generally, those are our two big ones. And again, there's a whole page of donations that we make on a yearly basis. I know recently we contributed money to both the Little League and the Little Girl Softball programs. And also there's a Tin Man competition coming up at the RFC that we put a little money into to help sponsor. But that's the Lions motto, we serve. And I would encourage anybody who has an interest in joining the Lions to get a hold of a Lions member. And you know, we have collection spots all over town for things like glasses and old shoes and things. There's collection spots, and it's just a really neat thing. And we have some really active members. I know Barry Erdahl does a lot on the statewide basis with vision, and we've done some vision and screening stuff with kids as recently as Valentine's Day at the big community ed dance that Diane Strobel had. We did some vision screening, and we found four or five people to refer, and it's just a no-brainer to, you know, to do stuff like this. And Lions has equipment to do this, and it's just like I said, if people, you know, are looking for an organization to join and feel, you know, you feel good about some of the stuff that you go about doing during the Lions meetings, but to see the things go out into the community is what it's all about.
Absolutely. That is great. Now, do you have a website or a Facebook page?
Well, I think, you know, the big thing is Lions International has a, we don't have a local one, but I think, you know, the fact if you get a hold of any Lions member, and including myself, but there's probably about 30 members, and Linda Holland is our secretary, and she also is a district secretary. So, you know, we had a district convention in Alec, and it goes between Alec and Wilmer in the middle of the winter. And I've gotten the opportunity. I've probably been a Lions member for maybe 10 years. And now that I've served as president, I got an opportunity to go to some of these district conventions. And you see all of the work that's done on an international basis. And it's amazing how it's a global thing. It's not just local. But the local stuff that's happened and some of the fundraising, West Central Area Schools, and I'm going to be covering their basketball team, their girls down at the state here in a couple days on KKOK. And I know they had a project up there with their agriculture plant, and then they have a greenhouse. And the Lions contributed, I think, it was almost $100,000 that came from Lions.
Wow.
And that helped that keep that place, and it's been a popular site. And so there's projects like that that I know Bird Island has this wagon that they built for food when there's a disaster in the area, that they can bring this wagon right in. So you hear local things within, you know, 100-mile radius of Morris. And there's been things in Morris, too. But, again, I think it's just a great organization. And the swell idea, like I said, I think to have that this close to town and have kids get a learning environment and the great people that are out there to help with that. And so I would encourage, you know, join the Lions, contribute to Swell, and that's kind of, it'd be a good feeling in your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And your next chance will be coming up this Saturday at the Spring Expo at the Lee Community Center at 8 to 10:30, a free will offering. And like you said, the proceeds go to Swell, which is a fantastic organization. I would like to learn more about that. And obviously I and everybody else can do so coming up this weekend.
Yeah, and the sausage is home, you know, it's local and it's great. And the pancakes, you know, we'll feed you some blueberry ones if you want those too. And it's just a really good day.
All right. Well, Mark Torgerson, president of the Lions Club here, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you.